BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Bangers is back. Oh yeah, I'm winning. Did I mention it? We've also had some incredible celebrity sightings in the Radio 1 office today. If you're struggling to keep up with the gym routine in January, try new gym tennis. Our listeners Josh and Gabriella did. And you'll hear about my new workout inspiration, Jillian Michaels. I hope you're good this afternoon. Me and Chris have already had separate brushes with greatness this afternoon. Two massive stars that we've met by accident. So I was just, literally a few minutes ago, in a really, really cramped lift up to the 8th floor here at the BBC, where Radio 1 is. And someone from the back of the lift, as we were going up, shouted, "Oh my God, it's Scott Mills."
And so you obviously pretended not to hear it, like you normally would.
And no, I saw it was Lorraine Kelly. But the lift was so crowded, I tried to kind of bond on my way towards the back of this really small lift to try and go in for a hug, and something really weird happened. So I'm sorry if you were part of that in the lift earlier. There's a couple of builders in there in high vis.
And oh, well, they saw what happened.
Yeah, somebody was going down to heat up their lunch, and I didn't want you to see that. And sorry, Lorraine. She's only getting out to do an interview with BBC London. Third floor.
And it was a complete accident by you.
It was. But I'm sorry for that, Lorraine, because it made things a little bit awkward. And then who did you see?
Oh, wow. So sitting in the office doing my work, and all of a sudden the office just fell silent here at Radio 1. I was looking around. Who is it? Only Honey G walking through.
I know. Right? I saw this on your Snapchat earlier.
So she's making her way to go to the toilet, and there was someone sort of outside the toilet securing the loo for Honey G.
And as Why does she need someone to secure the loo? What's she doing in there?
Everyone in the office is there going like, "Oh, Honey G's just gone to the loo." So anyway, someone then asked me to do the obvious thing, which is, you know, when I say honey, you say G. Just interested to see how she reacts.
Who was that suggested you should do that?
Well, I won't name them.
I'll
take the blame for it, because actually it probably wasn't the most professional thing to be doing here.
Right.
So I'll take the blame for this one. And anyway, you're right. I was on Snapchat and I was working out whether I should say it. And it would feel more wrong if I didn't. So as she came past, I did it.
Just spotted Honey G going into the Radio 1 toilets. Everyone wants me to do the obvious. I'm not sure.
There's a wacky person that I sit next to, by the way, that has this sort of sound effects thing.
Why is it going, wah, wah,
yeah,
wah,
he's,
wah.
He's always doing it.
Just spotted Honey G going into the Radio 1 toilets.
I mean, it sums up Radio 1 quite beautifully, that
so
clip
wacky.
There.
Just trying to decide if the Honey G thing's a good idea. Just waiting for her to leave the toilet.
It was in there ages.
She's doing a honey wee.
Very good. Oh no, here's the moment.
It's got to be done. It's got to be done. When I say honey, you say G. Honey!
Yeah.
Oh, right, so she was just carrying on her conversation there. Not as enthusiastic as when she's on stage. Listen to how kind of meh the G was.
G. Yeah, it was G. Really throwaway and actually very unimpressive.
Also, from seeing your Snapchat, she's wearing what looks like the exact red tracksuit that Charlie Sloth was wearing yesterday when he came in to do Real or No Real.
People will talk.
Either she's taken that from him or she's been to the hip-hop shop and ordered exactly the same outfit. Because it's the same.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, it's time for the Google game. Now, every now and again, we like to do this game, and it generally becomes quite revealing from both of us.
Yeah, because it sort of forces you to talk about what you would type in on Google to finish a question.
So, you know, when you type in something, it kind of auto-completes for you? We get the start of a sentence typed into a search engine for us, and we have to finish the sentence with what we think would be one of the most popular answers. Okay, so we get given the subject. This is the start of the sentence, the start of the question. We have to finish it with what we think is going to be one of the most popular answers.
Yeah, yeah, because that's how Google works. It sort of auto-completes based on what everyone is typing in. For example, if I type in, "Is it okay to fancy?" it will then throw up a load of options. Like, someone else when married. Is it okay to fancy your cousin? Is it okay to fancy your teacher? Is it okay to fancy your sister?
So can we have today's subject, please?
Why does my boyfriend...
Oh, gosh.
Tricky one, this, for me. I haven't got a boyfriend.
No. But you are one.
But I am a boyfriend, so I guess I can talk about my girlfriend's experience of having a boyfriend.
Okay.
But then that involves me second-guessing what she's thinking. And then probably the first thing I should say is, why does my boyfriend always second-guess what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
That's quite deep.
That's really deep, actually. Whoa. But remember, we're looking for one of the most popular answers here on the internet. I'd like to put in, why does my boyfriend fall asleep all the time?
Yeah?
I find that so annoying.
What, just falling asleep mid-conversation with you?
No, there was one that I went out with once, and it was literally like going out with a cat. It's like, do you want to stop sleeping all the time?
And why was he sleeping so much? Boredom?
I'd probably. We even went on holiday once, and he was asleep most of it. And I'm like, wake up.
Yeah, but you
get sleep at night. Stop napping like a cat.
But you do like to spend holidays inside often,
not always.
Watching TV or on sun lounges.
I just think there's a time and a place for sleep, and that's at night time, generally.
So that particular ex-boyfriend wasn't active enough for you?
No.
Right.
Always asleep.
And do you think someone would type this in on Google?
I don't know.
Why does my boyfriend sleep too much?
Even to the point where I'd ring him, and it'd be like 12 hours I wouldn't hear from him. It's like, okay. And then I'd just get used to it. It's like, oh, prob's asleep again.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what issues my girlfriend might have with me. And it's quite hard to think of any. One thing that does annoy her a lot, which she might type in, is why does my boyfriend always take his phone to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Now, there's nothing dodgy going on there. It's not that I don't want my phone to be left about or anything like that. It's just cause BBC Sport.
Is that why?
Yeah, that's all it is. That's all I'm doing in there, honestly.
The one reason?
I think she thinks that there's something else going on.
Like what?
I don't know. This is what I mean. I don't know what she can be thinking that's going on in there.
Does she think you're watching episodes of Shaun the Sheep?
Shaun the Sheep?
Do you remember their story?
No.
One of my friends had... Her dad had like a TV room that he'd go into. And my friend was like, why is he going into there late at night all the time? And her mum was thinking the same. He would disappear about like 9, 10 o'clock every single night into his little TV room, which is kind of like his den, a dad den, right?
Mm.
And eventually my friend went up there to investigate, like about 6 weeks in, because every night at 9 o'clock he would disappear same time. And they were like, and the mum was also like, what is he watching in there? They started to be, you know, a little bit suspicious. This guy is over 60. Went in there and he is secretly watching episodes of Shaun the Sheep.
That's a bit weird, isn't
it? Because he loves it so much. But he was too embarrassed to say.
Yeah.
Because a grown man.
Well, you raise a good point there, actually. You shouldn't be embarrassed about watching Shaun the Sheep if that's your thing.
But that was all he was doing.
Yeah. Just because children's TV doesn't mean you shouldn't enjoy it.
No, but they just thought the worst, because he was disappearing every night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. See also, pom bears. Nothing wrong with eating those. Do you know, despite the fact they're shaped like teddies.
Okay, so you think in there would be, why does my boyfriend always take his phone to the bathroom?
Yeah. Also, in other bathroom-related queries that my girlfriend has, and now I'm going to say it. Okay. So sometimes when I have a shower, what I do is I have a shower, turn off the shower, and then I will turn on the shower again one more time just to kind of clean the bath up a little bit.
Okay.
There'll be sort of shampoo everywhere, and you know what I mean? It can be a bit of a messy situation sometimes.
Couple of pubes.
Yeah, real talk. So so anyway, the shower goes on the second time. Now, for what I'd say, the best part of 2 or 3 years now, my girlfriend has wondered why I turn the shower on the second time. And she genuinely can't figure out why I do it. And I've kept the mystery.
Well, what? Don't you tell her?
No, because I can't work out what she thinks is going on when the shower goes on for the second time.
Yeah, but you haven't discussed that with her.
No, because I just find it hilarious that she thinks that there's some kind of secret that needs... That every day when I'm in the shower, she hears the shower go off, goes on again. She thinks I'm up to something. There's no mystery to it. I'm just cleaning up.
What about going back to the phone in the bathroom, internet-related? Why does my boyfriend always delete his internet history?
Good one, yeah. Yeah, you don't want to bait anyone out with this because you don't want people checking partners or, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend's internet history here.
No.
But if it has been deleted, I would assume something's been...
Well, you've got the private browsing there, haven't you?
I love it. Whenever you watch something on someone's phone, they're like, oh, have a look at this video. Find it really funny. You click on their phone, their default browser's private browser. If default browser's private browser, we all know what's going on.
No, we don't.
We do.
No, it's just you're being safe online.
No, you're not. You're being secretive. There's a difference.
I've got it on.
Yeah,
I showed you. I am not
default.
I showed you,
you
something yesterday. No, I'm not, and that is nothing.
Well,
bad.
I tell you, if you get into a relationship, I bet you private browser will be off.
Why will it?
Because it's too obvious.
There's nothing going wrong. I just want... I don't want it all left on there.
What again, don't you want left on there?
Just... It's just... You just clogs up the phone.
What? That doesn't make any sense. You're up to something.
I'm not, though. Stop being so suspicious of me. Anyway, we're playing the Google game. We're trying to find the end of a sentence, which is, why does my boyfriend... That'll be the most popular answer on the internet. The Scott Mills Daily. Hannah says, I think the most popular answer will be, why does my boyfriend not let me see his feet? I've been with him a year, never seen them. Covers them up.
That's not going to be a top answer, but that's something you should... Well, fair play typing that in on Google, actually. That is a strange
one. She already has several times. Radio 1. Just playing the Google game on BBC Radio 1. We like to do this every now and again. And a lot gets revealed, and once again has been. We get the start of a sentence typed into a search engine for us. We have to think what the most popular autocomplete will be.
It is fascinating seeing how many people have the private browser as the default browser. We all know what you're up to.
Okay, so far we've got, why does my boyfriend always delete his internet history? I think that might be up there as a popular one.
Yeah.
I suggested, why does my boyfriend fall asleep all the time?
Yep. I've got, why does my boyfriend turn on the shower for the second time?
That won't
which
be
is
on.
A, which is an absolute mystery for my girlfriend, but I don't think for anyone else.
Also yours, why does my boyfriend always take his phone to the bathroom?
Yeah.
So out of those, should we pick from one of those?
Yeah, I like it's all quite related to activities in the bathroom, yeah, generally. Minus private browsing, actually. I don't know.
Have we got any more that we think it might be?
I'm just trying to think outside the toilet at the moment.
Good. Excellent.
Let's all try think outside the toilet today. This is another thing that I think my girlfriend would say. Why does my boyfriend's voice change when he's with his mates? Right, she sometimes says
this is a great one.
She says this to me when I'm on the phone to her on a night out. I'll be talking to her in front of my mates. I don't really think my voice has changed.
No,
she claims it does, and she'll be like, why is your voice changing? You know, why have you changed your voice just because you're with your friends?
Can I admit something to you?
Go on.
I've been next to you on the phone before when you've been on the phone to her. Mm. And I know that she has said to you, why has your voice changed? And then you go into softer tone.
She says, apparently, I go a bit like, all right, mate.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, totally. Really, yeah. All right, see you later. All right, I'll see you later then. I'll see you when I get in.
Yeah.
But then, I'm sure on the other end, I don't know this, but she's been like, why are you talking like that?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, okay then. Yeah. I'll see you later.
I soften it slightly.
Slightly?
Yeah. But it's just a slight soften. But I don't want to have an argument about my voice changing in front of people.
No.
Because I don't think it has. I mean, it's a bit of a strange one to type into Google.
What should we go for?
I think the toilet-related activity's the best. Why does...
I quite like fall asleep all the time as well. I reckon a lot of people will think that.
Yeah, and I guess if we're looking at what gets typed into Google the most,
yeah,
that's probably it.
Or internet history. I'm going fall asleep or internet history. What do you think?
Why does my boyfriend always delete his history?
Yeah.
Let's go with that one.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay, we'd like to go for, why does my boyfriend always delete his internet history? Is that one of the most popular answers? Let's find out.
Why does my boyfriend hate me, ignore me, fart so much, lie?
Oh, why is none of those in there?
Well, it's linked to 3 out of 4 of those.
Yeah, but it's not the actual one.
Yeah, no, good point. Why does my boyfriend lie? I would say if you're a private browser, you are generally a liar.
Well, my conscience is clear.
If your default browser is private, you're probably a liar.
All right, I tell you what, I'm going to take it off right now, okay?
Oh, and look how uncomfortable you'll feel.
No, I won't.
You will.
I won't, it's just...
Scott, I'm going to issue you a challenge.
Okay.
1 week. No deleting of history. Let it all grow.
Me?
Yeah, let it all grow out.
I'm fine with that.
Let's all do this.
I've already turned the browsing off, the private browsing.
Fine. Okay.
I told you, I'm an innocent man.
So no deleting for a week and I will be checking. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Right, I'm a bit nervous because what about if we've forgotten how to do it?
First Bumbleo Wednesday of 2017.
Didn't do it over Christmas, but if you're ready for a midweek blast... Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado, ven, 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 ven.
It's got to be done. It's got to be done. When I say honey, you say G. Honey!
Sort of shampoo everywhere and you know what I mean? It can be a bit of a messy situation sometimes.
Couple of pubes.
James did rock the keytar.
Why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella?
Why?
Faux drizzle.
That's so
still laughing though.
The thing is, when you sell the toppers, I have to wait a week for them to feel hard enough to be able to post them.
Okay.
Lady talking about her cakes there. Rude ones.
No, I'm actually in Honda Jazz.
Oh, is it Barrowman?
Yes.
Oh,
John.
This is tonight's the night. Please welcome your host, John Barrowman.
Oh, there he is. He's winking at you. He's smiling. He's walking down the stairs. I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. Love him. King of light entertainment. Tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's gonna be a good night. All of this?
It's just still on. It's the world's longest bumbleo gap. Can we bumbleo now?
Why would you want the Yas Motel at this era than a bloody night?
Yeah, well, just I'm
yes.
From Yas, that's why.
Yas.
Yas.
Daga Yas.
Yes, eventually.
Wow. All of John Barrowman singing I Got a Feeling There. From Tonight to the Night. I hope they bring that back soon.
Halfway through the week, people, halfway through the week. So this is what we do, we bumbaleo.
Come on, have a little dance if you're on your own, if you're in the office, if you're in a truck, on a tractor. Ryan is in Somerset. Michelle is having the first bumbaleo of 2017 in Nottingham. She gives it a yas. Bumbaleoing my levers off in my digger, that's John in Devon. Loads of people. Ollie and Kings Lynn bumbleoing his boilers off. He's fitted two new ones today. Ashley in Newport, what I love. Pulled over to have a little dance. And Sam in Martham saying, my first one of the year, and what a good bumbleo it is. Bumbleo, bumbleo. Joe says, enjoying having this back after three long weeks. Didn't do it for 3 weeks. Big Scotty's on the Scottish borders. Man, it's windy. Someone says, 2 weeks to my wedding, but I'm still winter bulking. Glossing over the fact that I've got to fit into my wedding outfit. Don't worry about it. Bulk away. Let's go. Gwen Smith says, the Yas Motel for Bumbleo Wednesday, making my life on a Wednesday. Bumbleo my boots off, says Ted in his tractor in North Hants.
40 of those.
And Gemma, the dog groomer, she's on. Oh. Feels good, doesn't it? Farmer Steve trimming his hedges in Hereford. What a time to be alive, says Will in Philby.
Jason in Farnborough, bumbling away hard. First one of 2017.
We've all needed this. Charlotte and Paisley on the way back from Bristol. Nikki on the M4. And Ross in a high-sided in the Highlands. I see. Blazing! 2017.
Daily.
Remember, end of last year, we were like, we need to do more things that are a bit different rather than just going to the pub or just meeting for a coffee or whatever. What about we go see La La Land?
Yes. Well, everyone's saying it's very good. So, yeah, potentially not a bad idea.
Apparently, it's a work of art. And all of the critics, and I just saw Andy Plum off of Radio 1 saying that all the critics are going to be swooning over this movie, which is out this week. Ryan Gosling, tick.
Mm.
Emma Stone, tick. Singing and dancing, tick.
But then it's not really something new for 2017. You're basically saying go to the cinema together.
Yeah, but this film, I mean, everyone is just saying, wow. Like, some people are saying they leaned forward in their seat the entire time to be closer to the movie screen. I mean, people are raving about this film. But it's got loads of things you don't like in it.
Like what?
Ryan Gosling.
No, I...
And it's a musical.
I saw his speech the other day, and I think I've finally come to the realisation that I will never be able to better Ryan Gosling.
Oh, do you think?
It might be one of these, if you can't beat him, join him sort of thing.
Okay, so you've turned the corner on Gosling now.
Nah, maybe.
What are your thoughts on it being a musical? That puts me right off.
It does
I
put
can't
me off.
Be doing with them.
But as you said, everyone's saying it's amazing.
Everyone's saying go and see it, and it's like going to be, it's going to win all the BAFTAs. It's going to be like the best film ever. So maybe what we could do is stream the soundtrack on the way there and listen to that too. Or not.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Got a red bone.
It's just good lie-down music, that, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. Light a candle, enjoy yourself, relax.
Love it, yeah, just let yourself go.
Hello, Brad in Bath.
Oh, yeah, how you doing?
I'm all right. Now, where are you? M4, am I saying Junction 18 in the countryside there?
Yeah, Junction 17, close.
Oh, 17, right, so you're more Chippenham, are you?
Yeah, Chippenham, I just know that.
Because I just know.
It's a strange thing about Scott, he's well good with geography. He just sort of knows everything about everywhere.
Right, yeah, just near Chippenham, yeah.
I can visualise exactly where you are. So what do you do?
Hotel management.
Oh, okay. Are you the actual manager?
No, I'm junior, but I'm just training to get into hotel management.
But are you powerful enough to issue the upgrades?
Not quite. I finish in November and then, you know, I sit down and they offer me a job in a senior role. So
all right, when you are, get back to us. And
Do you ever get to stay in the rooms yourself, just sneaky night over? Or if you're on a night out, you can get back to the hotel, you know?
That's it. I get a great rate and I get, like, all my family members, like, asking, oh, can we stay? You know, it's like... literally 75% off, it's great.
Oh, whoa. This is good times, isn't it, eh?
But then do you have to make the bed yourself afterwards?
I'd help with the housekeeping. I'd help.
Sorry, I just found a really weird...
Don't say it again.
There's a weird hair on the desk. Is this one of yours?
It's something that needs to be addressed in an all-staff email, I think, because increasingly I'm spotting hairs.
Really hairy studio today. It's too long to be one of those, but whose is that?
I don't know. Anyway, don't let that bother you. Bangers today. Who do you normally go for?
Normally, it is Scott, because his songs are just, like, so out there and it's quite diva-y songs. I like that.
Yes, Creed.
Brings out the inner diva, right?
You go first today, Chris.
I'm going to go first. Look, I'm 2-0 down. I need to go big. Come on, we all love this one. Timbaland.
Yep.
Kerry Hilson.
You like this one?
Yeah.
The Way I Are. This is a big tune.
Yeah. That's a Way Back Wednesday, that one.
Yeah. It's a struggle just to get you in my caravan.
Yeah, oh, the lyrically sound. Scott, can you better that? I don't got a huge old
house. I rent a room in the house. This is the bit coming up. I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat.
That's a tune.
Girl. Something about a motorboat and floating your boat.
Yep.
And I've got this. Let me come alive, come on and turn me on. Yes, Queen.
Banger.
I know. David Guetta. Nicki Minaj. Turn me on.
Nice.
Good waltz of music there as well.
Yeah. Ooh.
I feel like I'm re-energised after the break, you know, at Christmas.
See, now, like, if it's me, it's like, what would I prefer to hear on, like, pre-drinks on, like, a Saturday night or something like that?
Yes.
That's a tough one.
It's your choice.
I feel pretty sorry for you, Chris, because you're zero down this week, and you know it's Scott's two up. But I'm going to go with my heart and go with Scott on this one.
Yes.
Don't let me die young. I just want you to father my young. I just want you to be my doctor. We gotta get a crack at chiropractor. I know you can save me and make me feel alive. Let me come alive. Come on and turn me on. Touch me, save my life. Come on and turn me on.
absolutely no need to call the police there, is there? Look at him, he's cleaning up. The boy's cleaning up. 3-0. Look at it.
I'm really worried. I feel like Troy Deeney when he was on his 99th goal waiting for his 100th. I feel like there's a blockage now.
Right.
I'm not going to win at all.
What, all this week?
All this year.
A bit like there's been a blockage at number one and someone needs to restart the computer again to make sure the clean bandit doesn't do it. I think they would have pressed off and on by now and it might be Ed Sheeran this week. I don't know. We'll find out on Friday on the official chart. That was David Guetta and Nicki Minaj. Turn Me On. 3 wins in a row. The Scott Mills Daily. You been to the gym yet this year?
Not yet, no. Will do.
Here's the thing. I think you need some tough love.
Me?
Yeah. I think you need to make someone make you go. And you need someone not only to probably shout at you until you do the exercise, but also you need someone there to say, you know what, Chris, those 11 cupcakes you just ate, that's not great. I've been watching a lot of episodes, old episodes, of The Biggest Loser. Have you seen this show?
I've seen old episodes from where it's been done, but I don't really remember much about it.
Well, they did a UK version.
Wasn't there like a military guy who was running it?
Yeah, that was a UK one.
Right.
On the US one, and some of the Australian ones, there's a girl called Gillian Michaels, who is my new inspiration. Sometimes I just watch videos of her shouting at people while I'm on the treadmill or cross trainer.
So she's a trainer.
She's a hard-ass trainer from LA. But here's what happens when you tell her that you've eaten 11 cupcakes.
How many do you eat?
Zero.
Very impressive. How many do you eat?
11.
A part of me just wants to go, why'd you stop at 11?
That's the other trainer, Bob.
I try to teach people a way of life.
This is Gillian.
I give guidelines, I give them a game plan, and I try to teach them how to work things into their calories. Since when is 11 cupcakes workable into a calorie allowance of 1600 to 1800 calories?
See, that's Gillian when she's calm.
But she raises a good point there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's excessive.
Do you want to hear when she gets really angry?
Yeah, I take it this is why you want to share her, right?
This is what you need, I think. Watch these videos.
I'm bored with a pathetic story. It bores me. Get on the ladder. Are you ready to work? Are you ready to work? If you quit on me again, you go home and no one's going to chase you. No one.
No one's going to chase you. Get on the ladder.
No, no, no. Keep running. Get on. 10 seconds. Go. Don't stop. Go. 10. Go, go, go. 9. Don't. Go. 5 seconds.
What is going on?
Get on. You dare hold onto that treadmill.
She's screaming.
Get on the ladder or go out the door. Dan, no. Come on. Treadmill now.
Who's beating her? What's happening?
She's like, get on the ladder now.
I'm bored with a pathetic story. It bores me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you are also, like Chris, struggling to get to the gym at the moment, we're going to rework one of our old games in the next 10 minutes, which you will absolutely love. And it definitely means that you will work out in that gym. There will be a workout. Get on the ladder. We've got a couple ready and waiting in a gym somewhere in the UK, and they're going to do an intense workout. It's one of our old games that we're bringing back. You're going to love it. Don't worry, I won't shout as much as Gillian.
I'm bored with a pathetic story. It bores me. Get on the ladder.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is a game that we have played before in university libraries, but we think this is ideal now for everyone that is doing New Year, New Me, and is hitting the gym in January. And there's so many people who haven't been to the gym all year, but now are because of Christmas.
Yeah.
So the idea is we get two people on the line and it's all about which one can grunt the loudest. Do you remember when we used to do this in libraries?
I think it's kind of perfect for the gyms, actually, because when you're putting the effort in, you're going to, well, you probably shouldn't be, but you might grunt.
See, I do try and not grunt.
Do
but
you?
But sometimes it's hard not to.
What's your...
I just get a little...
On certain weights, do you muffle it?
Yeah, but some people are natural born grunters, aren't they? They love it. There was a guy in there yesterday like,
like, no, there like, wasn't. It you was. Never, like, you never hear a screamer.
You do. It doesn't hurt that much, mate. I didn't have my phone with me, otherwise I was going to record it. It was ridiculous. Right, so we have got two people on the line now, and I believe they are both in the gym. And they're a couple, because couples that train together stay together. Hi, Gabriella.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, good. You?
Yeah, good. You're in the gym at the moment.
I am, yes.
Are you an all-year gym goer, or are you just one of those people that go in January and then don't go anymore?
No, all year round.
Oh, it must annoy you when there's no machines in January.
I know, just wait for the Christmas people to sort of give up.
I like you come the Christmas people.
Yeah. The Christmas people.
I like that you're up for this game as well. Are you generally a grunter in the gym or not?
No, I'm gonna put it on today, but I'm gonna make sure I win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear much of that in the gym?
Yeah, lots of grunters.
Right, and on the other line we've got your boyfriend Josh. Hi Josh.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Very, very well, a bit breathless, but I'm good.
Are you working out right now?
Yeah, I have been, yeah. I've just sort of given myself a bit of a warm-up.
Oh, nice. A bit of a warm-up for this. I like it. So you're in the gym. What have you done so far? Talk us through it.
I've had a bit of a warm-up on the rowing machine, and I've been doing some deadlifts. Yeah, so I'm ready to go.
Good,
yeah,
good gains. And what day is your leg day?
Monday. Monday.
Oh, I thought Fridays was leg day.
No, because no one has leg day on a Monday, so I'll get it all to myself.
Yeah. Nice, see? Yeah, good thinking.
So here's the idea. Josh and Gabriella are in the same gym. In what kind of area are you in the country?
We're in Ashford in Kent.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, just to know a little bit more about this as well, you two are a couple, so do you sort of train off each other? Do you lift each other? And
I don't know if I want to answer that.
Chris, when was the last time you went to a gym? Well, we know the answer to that for the induction. But when was the last time you went to the gym and saw people lifting each other? No, they use the weights.
No, but I've seen videos online, especially with couples that do it.
They don't do that in Kent.
I find it very hard to work out in the gym who are couples in the gym. I don't think it happens that much where you go training with your partner in the gym.
I'd say apart from today, you'd never know we were. We kind of stick to our own things, and then we meet up when we get out. But today, there's definitely an edge in the air. We can staring across the gym at each other is
competition.
Oh, competition's on.
Yeah. But then so generally at the gym you're strangers, do you see other people going up to say yourself or your partner and see people trying it on?
Oh my God.
I'm just fascinated.
There's a bit of a gym culture like that, I guess, because,
Chris lives in this world where he thinks that everyone is trying to get off with everyone else.
I just don't trust personal trainers generally.
Well, the music in here isn't that good enough to kind of, you know, get a bit of a mood going.
Okay. Right, so how far away are you from each other right now?
I just around the corner, so not, okay. I'd say about 30 metres.
Okay, and is the gym busy?
Yeah, it's getting that way.
Okay.
It is January.
It is.
Yeah, January people, of course.
So, for the gym tennis today, where you both have to do a grunt louder each time and try and out-grunt each other, what machine of choice will you be using, Josh?
I've picked up a kettlebell. So I've got some free weights, I've got a kettlebell in my hand.
How many kgs, mate?
It is 20.
Oh, 20!
I think I prefer this to the libraries, just for the level of detail you can go into.
I mean, I can only do a 12. I'm building up, though.
I'll help you get there.
Yes, all right, I can do it with my... I'm talking about with my little finger, obs.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
And Gabriella, where are you?
I've got the bar and some free weights.
This is hilarious.
This is awesome.
Okay. So, Gabriella, you've got a bar there and some free weights.
Yep.
And Josh, you're ready with the 20 kettlebell?
I am, yep.
Okay, we're going to play some gym tennis after this on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gabriella and Josh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. All right, the competition is on. It's all about who can grunt the loudest. So I'll start someone off. You can start light and then just build it up.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a case of who can get their membership cancelled the quickest.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, well, obviously we don't want that. Just, you know, finish when it gets too much. But let's have some good grunts here. Come on, you're two strong people.
This is a game of nerves. Okay. It's always ladies first. So, Gabriella, if you'd like to start working out, tell us what you're doing and then grunt when you want.
Right, okay. Just lifting the bar, hold on.
Okay, right, just start small.
Yeah.
Very nice first one there.
Louder than I thought for Josh. A first grunt.
Over to you, Josh.
Okay.
Oh. As you lifted that kettlebell in the air there, right?
I did, yeah, that was quite. Yeah.
That felt almost slightly softer to me, but we'll go with it. Straight in.
Have you done it already, Gabriella?
Oh, no. Sorry, no, I've not gone yet.
Off you go. What was that then? Oh, she's good. Okay, back to Josh on the kettlebells. Oof. So he's going to have to get louder soon.
You're going to have to go louder than that, Josh.
Gabriella, back to you. Oh, she's brave.
Could you hear the echo on that?
Josh, you're going to have to go louder, mate, with that kettlebell. Okay, right, now he's gone too far.
And now we have a game.
Okay, now we're in. And Gabriella.
Yes. Josh.
Gabriella. Josh.
Really give it some, please. No, go again,
go
Josh.
Again.
That's not good enough. And again, Josh.
Gabriella. Josh. It's not even doing the weights anymore. Gabriella. Listen to the echo on it.
I'm gonna switch hands.
I'm already looking forward to the highlights from this one. Gabriella, I think you've got anything left. Josh, I think you've got one last chance.
Okay, if anyone can go longer and louder, then they're the winner, I think. Gabriella. Right, I think we've got
our
winner.
That's our winner right there.
Gabriella, well done.
Yes.
Excellent game.
Well,
Josh,
played.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I think, yeah, there's too many people looking at me now.
Yeah, and she had length.
Mm.
Incredible.
Feel the burn.
Right, are you going to both be able to work out now after this, or are you just going to leave in a hurry?
Just going to put my hood up and go.
Yeah, I would just go.
You
can always get back
car
tomorrow.
Running, please.
Yeah, get the car running. You can always get back tomorrow.
Yeah, just change gyms, I think.
Are there gym staff around at the moment, or is
luckily,
this?
Luckily, there's one right opposite. There's another one. So
yeah, just go.
To go there, I think.
Hood up, start the car, and get out.
Get going.
Josh, Gabriella, thank you for playing our first ever game of gym tennis. Incredible. Thank you.
No worries, guys.
You're welcome.
Great grunting, guys. Great games.
I feel strangely pumped, Scott.
Same. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Getting really wet on Inyo Nabinga at 1:45. TV chef Tom Kerridge.